us is Dr. Phil Fernandez, president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. Today we're going to start discussion for the next few episodes on different worldviews. And so the first worldview I'm going to be discussing is deism. Now, keep in mind, with Christianity as a theistic religion, like Judaism and Islam, we believe in a personal God who created the universe and a God who can perform miracles. Deists, like Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin, the two famous American deists, they believed that God created the universe, but then he leaves it alone. He does not perform miracles. The laws of nature, the natural way things occur, cannot be violated. But we need to understand. So a deist believes that God created the universe, but then he leaves it alone. Now, we have to understand, though, the American deists, like Franklin and Jefferson, were pro-Christian deists. They believed that Christianity was good for a society, and that Christian morals would help keep order in society. But the deists themselves considered themselves intellectuals, and they can kind of bend the rules a little bit at times, but they believed in promoting traditional Christian views. They also believed in praying, that though God cannot violate or supersede the laws of nature, God could work within, through divine providence, within the laws of nature and still answer prayers. So that was like American deism. French Jacobin deism that led to the French Revolution, that was an anti-Christian deism. Frederick Copleston, in his 9-volume work, History of Philosophy, draws a distinction between the anti-Christian Jacobin French deism and the pro-Christian American deism. But whatever the case, deists believe God created the universe, but he cannot, or at least does not, perform miracles. Now, obviously, if you have a God who can create the entire universe out of nothing, then who's to say that he cannot perform miracles? And if he wants to catch our attention, if he created us in his image, then miracles would seem to be the way that he would do it. So any a priori rejection of miracles, rejection of miracle claims without looking at the evidence for the particular miracle claim, is just not playing by the rules. We should look at the miracle claims. And when you look at the evidence for Jesus of Nazareth's resurrection from the dead, it becomes clear that miracles are possible because they've actually occurred. Jesus of Nazareth conquered the grave. God has visited man. So deism fails. If God is powerful enough to create the universe, he can perform miracles. And since he raised Jesus from the dead, he did perform miracles. Thank you, and God bless.